there's a kind of insect that flies around a candle.
Gnats and mosquitoes, candle flies, just any kind of insect.
And what about an insect, well, kind of like that, that eats your clothes?
That's a moth.
All right, more than one of these, you'd have a whole bunch of...
Whole bunch of moths, I reckon.
All right. There's an insect outside in the summer that lights up.
That's a lightning bug.
And over a pond, and especially in the summer, you'll see an insect sort of hovering that has filmy wings and a long, slender body.
That's what they call a skeeter hawk there, but I don't know, I forget the name.
Skeeter hawk.
That's what we call it.
Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I've heard of the skeeter hawk, but I didn't know how big they were.
Well, is that an insect?
Yeah, that's an insect. Yeah, they're flying around. Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever hear it called a snake something? A snake? A snake doctor? A snake feeder? Okay, that's a mosquito hawk down there.
That's a mosquito hawk.
All right. You mentioned a red bug a while back. Does a red bug have another name? A chick?
Chickers.
Oh, these red bugs chickers? No, I thought they were seed ticks.
No, that's red.
Well, it's a red bug then, it's a chicker.
And what was this you thought that...
Seed tick, one of them little teeny, neeny, neeny tick.
Get on your brother's pile.
And they stay on them. You can go out in the woods, and if it's very piney, and the pines in that wood, there'd be a little sprig or something up there, and you go through that, and if you hit that little sprig, it's just covered in seed ticks, and they get on your clothes, they get on your body.
Now, this is what you thought a chicker was. This is
yeah,
what you
a little chicker.
Chicker was, which would be
because I saw them on my little dog, and they were as big as one of those little... yearling seed tick, little yearling ticks, you know, is a little...
All right, now when you say seed tick, though, you're not talking about the big tick that puts
no,
his
I'm
head
talking
in.
About that little
all
teeny
right.
one, and he'll season
sure
on you, and he'll get
that.
As big as that little tick.
Oh, he will?
Yeah, he will.
How do you get a tick to come out when you've got he's got his head in you?
Well, you just pull him out, and if you leave his head in you, you might as well put some alka rub, antiseptic, or something that will kill that head, don't it'll just itch you all the time.
I've heard that somebody said you held a match to it, or you put Sloan's liniment or something on the tick and he'd back out. Do you ever hear
no,
that?
No, I never have heard that. Just if the tick gets on you and he gets to got the red all around there, and it'll get infected for you if you don't watch out. And you get a hold of that tick and pull him out. And if you don't get his head when you bring him out and they leave that little old thing in there, well, you might as well put something on there
he's
because
he's called a bear tick.
Yeah.
He's called what?
A bear tick, he said. There's a
yeah,
speck back. He's got a speck in his back. He's a red.
These are different kinds of
yeah,
ticks.
Yeah, there's a bear tick and the speck back and seed tick.
And seed tick is the teeny teeny.
Yeah, it's that little teeny one that really will get all over you.
When you're running through the, when you're running along through the grass, you might see an insect hopping along in front of you.
That's a grasshopper. It's different kinds
of parts of a tree that are underground are its there's a tree you know standing there and then what goes underground are
the roots
do you remember any roots or herbs or vines that used to be used to make medicine
there's a little bunch of stuff that has a blue flower on it. I saw some out there that they call fever grass is all I know
did your mother ever use any of that
yeah
or?
Yeah go boil it down to a tea
ginseng.
She would boil this, we'd go get this bunch of fever grass for her, and some of us would have a high fever, some of the kids, you know. And she would boil it and strain it, and I don't know whether she sweetened it or not, but she would give you this, and it was like giving you quinine. It was bitter and nasty, but she would make you take it to clear your fever up.
I see.
It would make you sick.
And what was this other he mentioned there?
Ginseng.
What did you use it for?
I don't know. I don't.
It's used in all and a lot of different. I read about it the other day.
What's it used in?
It's a fruit. Don't think much of it growing in the morning.
Used it in what?
Different medicine.
Oh, put it in different homemade medicines.
No,
we used.
Oh, they get it down the side.
Oh, well, they use it in medicine for something.
Yeah, that's a big demand.
There's a kind of tree that you can get. You can eventually get something out of to make